Imagine for just a moment that you're a state terrorist. It's your job every so often to torture those who expose your criminal agenda. Would you be scared of people complaining to your state terrorist who was giving you orders? What if they contacted a friend of yours who works on the Legislative Oversight Committee? Would that bother you? If you were a state terrorist who tortured those who expose your crimes, would you care if one of your victims hired an attorney to challenge you in courts that already have a history of looking the other way? What about if people maintained a website urging others to address your crimes through strict nonviolence? Imagine you're a state terrorist. Consider whether any of that would bother you, whether it would even give you pause. Now, walk a mile in that state terrorist shoes. Imagine what your worst nightmare would look like. Now, be that. I think that's a reasonable message. I don't see anything wrong with it, but state terrorists do. Recently, the state terrorist who tortured me and then called me violent for surviving it blocked all of my outgoing communications. I'm now on total black side status. No outgoing communication. It should really come as no surprise. I was sent to Ohio Super Duper Max for telling the truth about prison officials. Then they blocked my phone communication to pull the plug on my Final Straw radio segment. Then they intercepted my emails to friends and the council. To stop my expansion into YouTube, they blocked my video visits. When my attorney challenged these shenanigans, a federal judge decided I was a unique security threat following all the rules, and she allowed state terrorists to ban my video for life without so much as an accusation of misconduct. The judge carved out special exceptions that never existed before. So I knew it was just a matter of time before state terrorists saw that as a green light to foreclose on all of my communications mediums. And here we are. State terrorists aren't very bright, it seems. They assumed that if they just block all of my personal communications, I would be perfectly silent. They thought that without me, SeanSwain.org would pull the plug. They thought people would tune in to the Final Straw and hear white noise. They thought wrong. You may have noticed that my voice sounds different. And next week, when the next segment gets called in, you may notice that my voice sounds different again. A new Sean Swain will call a new number every week. State terrorists can never shut us down. I guess this segment is now officially an underground broadcast. Everyone involved on this end must remain anonymous in order to avoid state terror. They can't get us all, you know. So, to those who run Ohio's terror complex, I know you're out there. I know you're listening. You know how dangerous this is. Each phone call, each segment, everyone out there is being challenged to imagine a world without fences and concertina wire, a world without water sustained with pepper spray and billy clubs and perimeter trucks that roll slowly around the edges of our lives. They're being challenged to imagine a world without you. I know you're scared. I can feel it. You know that world is coming. It's inevitable. The future belongs to us, and you can't stop it. We outnumber you. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from somewhere inside the American torture complex. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at SeanSwain243-205, P.O. Box 45699, 1724 State Route, number 728, Lucasville, Ohio, 45699. To read some of Sean's writings and learn more about his case, check out SeanSwain.org.